where is this radio program for seniors? I can't find it. Errol, what's this radio thing called that we're looking for seniors?
Oh, I don't know, Arthur. Isn't it wireless something or something wireless? You should have written it down when I told you to.
Hang on. I think this might be it.
You're listening to Radio Coda.
Found it.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Coda, a weekly podcast radio show for older Queenslanders, proudly brought to you by the Council on the Ageing Queensland. I'm your host Andy Neal, and as always, it's great to have your company. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, and let's see what we've got in store for you on the show this week.
Founded in 1957, Council on the Ageing, CODA Queensland, is a not-for-profit organisation advancing the rights, needs and futures of people as we age. Working in partnership with the Queensland Government, local councils, community organisations and the community to create an age-friendly Queensland. To join or to find out more, visit cotaqld.org.au or phone 1300 738 348.
Radio Coda.
When the war is over, got to get away. Pack my bags to no place in no time, no day. Each other's shoulder, still so young, but somehow so much older. How can I go home and not get blown away?
Hello, and welcome to our Radio Coda Anzac Day special. This year, there's been a call for greater community understanding of the roles played and the service given by female veterans in the defence of our country. Dan Tehan, the Federal Minister for Veterans Affairs, said that service women comprise 16.1% of the full-time Australian Defence Forces, and that 266 women are currently serving on overseas operations, which equates to 14% of our total deployed ADF personnel. On Anzac Day 2017, let's all take the time to honour the service and sacrifice of every man and woman, past and present, who has fought to uphold our nation's freedom and values.
When the war is over, got to get away. Pack my bags to no place in no time, no day. You and I, we used each other's shoulder. Still so young, but somehow so much older. How can I go home and not get blown away?
What Anzac Day means to me is it's a time to reflect and remember the sacrifices that have been made, not just by servicemen, but also their families, throughout the history of not just even Australia, but the world. The service women that volunteered as nurses in Gallipoli, to the friends of mine who tragically lost their lives in Afghanistan, the times that I personally was, in a situation where threat was that imminent that I'd rewritten my will before going to bed at night and put it in one of my pockets. That was less likely to be destroyed if the unfortunate did happen. Also, a time to band together with brothers, not brothers of blood, but brothers through service, whether that being current serving, ex-serving, or even the families, because the families are often forgotten. But the stress and the hardship that they go through when a son, a daughter, a brother, or a sister gets sent away to these countries, especially on short notice, and realistically they don't know if it's going to be the last time they see him or not.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do.
Defence Force is so far different to a civilian job or civilian way of life. It's a culture of its own. There's a lot of camaraderie and all of that sort of thing, but the moment you get out and Defence has no duty of care to you anymore, suddenly you're on your own. There's no chain of command above you, helping you and telling you what you need to do and how you need to go about it. Suddenly, you're on your own, you're a civvy, but you still feel like a military person. So there's a transition that even though Defence have transition seminars, it's only a couple of days. So a person who is ill, especially with a psychological illness, it just goes straight past and that doesn't really sink in.
You'll get no promotion this side of the ocean, so cheer up, my lads, bless them all. Bless them all, bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants and WO1.
It's an important day, a day where people should be remembered for the sacrifices they made. I think it's a day that should be respected, as in only people should work that really need to work. Other people should pause to reflect and remember. I think it's important for migrants to this country to perhaps learn a little bit about it and show that little bit of respect and remembrance.
Anzac Day is a day to acknowledge those who suffered and still suffer from the effects of war, a day to remember the strength of the human spirit and the value of mateship, but above all else, it is a time to remember those who have fallen.
People in their 20s should be in the prime of their life that are permanently disabled. We've got guys that signed up to serve their country that don't get looked at the same way because they didn't necessarily deploy overseas. But people forget that we have people injured and killed in Australia during training every year. And it's just as important to remember that. Whether someone deploys and they go outside the wire or they don't, to me personally, I don't see it as a big difference because at the end of the day, regardless of their role, they signed up. They volunteered, they went over there not knowing what they'll be doing exactly 99% of the time, and more to the point, not knowing when they'd come home or if they'd come home. I personally thought that eventually I'd pass away in Afghanistan because I didn't realise or I didn't think that we'd bring down the conflict or our commitment to the conflict over there so soon because there's just so much more that needs to be done.
He was a top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand because the next day the captain...
Anzac Day to me. It's a great time to remember those that were involved 100 years ago in World War One and World War Two. But to me it's also about all the other conflicts we've had up until present era. as an ex-submariner myself and served 20 years, done a lot in the Cold War, which I'm not at liberty to talk about. The Cold War was a war that nobody really knows anything about because it's all top secret. We're lucky we never lost any submarines during that period, but all good, fortunately. So for me on Anzac Day is to catch up with mates that I served with, to talk to the younger diggers coming through now from Afghanistan, Iraq, etc., and share it with them. And we've all served on a two-way firing line, and that makes us all in the same boat as far as I'm concerned. So Anzac Day is quite significant to me in a lot of different ways. As I said, a good opportunity to catch up with people I served with that I just don't see any other time of the year.
There'll be white cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever.
Oh, look, Anzac Day is a very important day for policing agencies right across the country. You know, it's the one day where we can all stop and reflect on all those people who have served, those who have died, those who are in peacekeeping operations, for the sacrifices they've made to keep their own country safe. And in that, there are a lot of police officers who, throughout the years, from World War One right through to more recent conflicts and peacekeeping missions, police officers have taken part in those as well. So police officers very much enjoy getting involved in the various commemorations that occur around the state and make great effort. And it's really pleasing to see that right across the country, Anzac Day is becoming a more prominent event, I think, each year. Certainly in my policing years, it seems to me to be growing and growing in popularity each year. And that's really pleasing to see, because we should stop and reflect on those people that make sacrifices for us and acknowledge, particularly those that are living and families of those that are living, that they are very important to us and we are very grateful for their contribution.
So as a young man, I held up great respect and great honour for these warriors. As I became older and became very jaded and very suspicious of the motives of people who send young men off to die rather than volunteering themselves, essentially to protect their own business or government interests, I think I became rather disappointed in the way I saw people being used and abused and the kind of people who were coming back bearing physical, mental and emotional scars. However, now I think in the current climate, I again see the heroics and courage and the character of men who put their hand up and say, I will go to defend, to protect, to stand up. I will be courageous, and I will defend the families, the people, the lives around me by putting my own life potentially in risk. I think I've come the full circle, if you like, and I have a great respect. So this Anzac Day, I will pull out photographs and the medals that my father had earned in his service, and I will deeply respect and pray for the hearts and souls of these men, but also for their family and their children.
Anzac Day to me, being an ex-military person, I believe that everyone still in the military, who's fought for the military, who's died for the military, on that day, in my opinion, they should be highly respected. And what they went through for us, what they sacrificed for us, should be remembered in a way every year for eternity. What they went through, some of those fellas, and how they've come back, just the horrific things that you see while you're over there, you know, it does mentally scar a lot of people.
And social media would have a great effect on reducing that sort of thing, I believe, as well. Because, I mean, you think about 20 years ago in primary school, even the songs and that the kids would sing, you know, a lot of them were songs that came from people in war that started You know, they made these songs and they sang them on the ships or whatever. I remember singing the national anthem at school every day at school assembly, to learning things like Waltzing Matilda and all that sort of thing. And now, because of what's meant to be cultural sensitivity and political correctness.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a house.
I think now there's more charities and more support groups out there for servicemen than there ever has been. And it's also, I try and tell anyone I talk to that it's okay to say you're not okay. It's just a matter of getting the veteran out there and aware of what's available for him, and then he can make that first move. Yeah, there's lots of support there if they want to look for it.
Gay rendezvous, there's a chance romancing with a blue attitude. You've got to do some dancing to get in the mood. Sister, what you call them, that's a timely idea. Something swing a villa would be good to my ear. Everybody must agree that dancing has charm. When you have a certain one you love in your arms, stepping out with you will be a sweet interlude. A builder up for that will put me in the mood.
Well, Anzac Day means to me that without them guys going to war, we wouldn't be here, and we should respect them and have a lot of time with them. And, yeah, basically, without them, we wouldn't be here.
Former and current serving members, Anzac Day is about mateship, those who served alongside the mates we lost, and those who stand beside us today. We draw strength from those who have known operations or combat and celebrate the extraordinary bonds that are fundamental to our military service. We acknowledge the battlers and the heroes and salute the hundreds of thousands of Australians who paid with their lives in the service of our nation.
The original Anzacs were the heroes. So when they were going to Anzac Day, they were thinking of their mates. They were there, and the community of Australia were recognising them as the heroes of the time. Now, with the modern day, the contemporary veterans, they're revering the heroes of old and not so much referring to themselves. A lot of these young men and women can't think of themselves as veterans because veterans are all old blokes like us. And that's the way they feel. But on Anzac Day, they're paying homage to our heroes of the First World War. And that is the difference that's come through. I think now lots of kids and youth go to the dawn service of Anzac Day now, more so than has for many years. Mm. They look on this as the heroes back then, but they also look on it as the heroes of today. So there's that little bit of differentiation from going back then. But Anzac Day is the important day. This is Australia's real formation was around then. That's when we put our mark on the wall and say, we're here, and we're here to stay. And they helped, in a big way, give the Western world the freedom. The freedom to be themselves, to be free thinkers.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal with a long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to tour, and it was me who drew the card. We did Canungra in shoal water before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us a young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Newy Dat, I'd been in and out of jobbers now for months. We made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? The night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19.
Johnny Nelson. Yeah, well, that was at Nauru on the top of the mountain. It was a sharp run there, and Johnny was wounded. His mate brought him out on his back. He'd lost a kneecap that was cut off with machine gun, and he had five bullets. They'd come in that side and they were still sticking through his boot. And the same on the right foot. Nathan Kennedy had carried him from the action, or about 30 yards down the hill, and I was there and I said, well, hang on. Put him on a rifle between us and we'd carry him down the mountain. Or shoved him on a rifle and away we went down. Probably took us 2 hours, maybe three, because it took us seven to climb the bloody thing. But anyway, we run into a doctor somewhere and left him there. And in the interim, between there and the doctor, he'd sought his life out. I said, it's all right, buddy. He said, I'll lose a leg. I said, it doesn't matter. He said, the old man and other sawmill in Western Australia. And I was sitting in the bloody office and did the paperwork. You know. But he never had hope because the doctor couldn't. I don't know what the doctor did. I didn't. He strapped him up. He wouldn't have taken the bullets out of his foot because they were in the boot they'd been through. God knows what a mess. But it was on a stretcher, and the fuss it was, it carried him. It was 2 days to the RAP, so I don't think Johnny will make it, but we had our fingers crossed and hoped, because we got him that far. But no. But by the time I got there, he was dead from loss of blood. But anyway, that's the luck of the draw, or the bad luck of the draw.
I crouched in a shallow trench on that hell of exposed beaches, steeply rising foothills bare of cover, a landscape pockmarked with war's inevitable litter, piles of stores, equipment, ammunition, and the weird contortions of death sculpted in Australian flesh. I saw the going down of the sun on that first Anzac Day, the chaotic maelstrom of Australia's blooding. I fought in the frozen mud of the Somme, in a blazing destroyer exploding on the North Sea. I fought on the perimeter of Tobruk, crashed in the flaming wreckage of a fighter in New Guinea, lived with the damned in the place cursed with the name Changi. I was your mate, kid across the street, the med student at graduation, the mechanic in the corner garage, the baker who brought you bread, the gardener who cut your lawn, the clerk who sent your phone bill. I was an army private, a naval commander, an Air Force bombardier. No man knows me. No name marks my tomb, for I am every Australian serviceman. I am the unknown soldier. I died for a cause I held just in the service of my land, that you and yours may say in freedom, I am proud to be an Australian. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.